The Pentagon has been spying and maintaining files on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. And so is the FBI. As part of an ACLU FOIA effort in 20 states on behalf of over 100 domestic, political, and religious groups, the ACLU received numerous documents confirming that the FBI's joint terrorism task forces are investigating peaceful activists working on issues from affirmative action, animal rights, environmental rights, to opposition to the Iraq War. This is the same administration that had retired Rear Admiral John Poindexter develop the Total Information Awareness data mining system at the Pentagon. That program was supposed to track in real time the electronic footprints of every individual in the United States. The administration also proposed Operation TIPS, which would have recruited postal workers and cable technicians to be snoops for the government. And the list goes on. Torture, eavesdropping on attorney-client conversations, implementing an air travel system called CAPS-2 that promises to tar millions of innocent air travelers as potential terrorists, including, as we know, small children and infants, actively seeking to paint its critics as traitors, secretly deporting suspects to countries that use torture as an interrogation technique, rounding up thousands of non-citizens after 9/11 on the weakest of leads, aggressively using what should be limited anti-terrorism powers to sidestep traditional checks and balances, and creating, arguably, the most secretive administration this country has ever known. The NSA scandal is only the latest in a long line of abuses.
My name is Richard Hirsch. I'm a 59-year-old male with a painful neurological condition that severely limits my physical abilities. In November of 2004, people who represented an association of religious, educational, environmental, peace, and social justice activists met at the Quaker Meeting House in Lake Worth, Florida. The Quakers welcomed us into their church because they believed our intent was nonviolent and was in keeping in their deeply felt beliefs of teaching peace and understanding. They knew our purpose was solely to exercise our First Amendment rights to assemble peaceably, to speak freely, and worship as we choose. We had no idea until 1 year later that the unfamiliar faces in the church had been sent by the President's Department of Defense to spy on us. NBC News investigators showed us the agents of the 902nd Military Intelligence Group from Fort Meade, Maryland, where the National Security Agency is headquartered, infiltrated the Quaker Meeting House, and then filed a report designating us a credible threat. President Bush tells us only a few phone calls are listened to, but that's not true. Mr. Bush says they only monitor calls to foreign countries, but that is absolutely untrue. He tells us he spies only on known Al-Qaeda contacts or affiliates. But I know for a fact that is not true because I was spied on in a house of worship in the United States and in private homes in Florida where I was meeting with other peaceful persons engaged in constitutionally protected activity. And it wasn't just us. Shortly after NBC aired its report, churches and other groups began sharing their experiences of infiltration and intimidation with us. St. Maurice's Catholic Church in Dania, the Unitarian Universalists, the Fort Lauderdale Friends, members of Pax Christi in West Palm Beach, environmental groups, and many others. Agents rummaged through trash, attacked and snooped into email, hacked websites, and listened in on phone conversations. Indeed, address books and activist meeting lists have disappeared.